Make a better connection with your friends on Facebook. Use the hottest voice conferencing service around. Call from TalkShoe.com. That's Talk, like I'm doing now, and Shoe, as on your feet.com.
Recorded live.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Earth Keepers. This is our 15th episode, and we would like to welcome Alice McCall as our guest today. Alice is an advanced energy healer, spiritual counselor, and life and self-improvement coach. Her work covers the entire mind, body, and spirit spectrum. Her specialty is to transform deep blocks of dense energy at the cellular level, enhancing her clients' health, joy, and spiritual evolution. She has also successfully healed a diagnosis of cancer in less than 4 months. So, and I can vouch for certainly her work with other people, since I have worked with Alice myself and received a lot of benefit from that, which is one reason I wanted to bring her onto the show. So tonight we're going to talk about how Alice healed herself and also how she facilitates healing in her clients. So welcome, Alice. I'm so glad that you are able to join us.
Thank you, Bonnie. Thanks for inviting me.
So, what would you like to talk about here? I know what I would like to hear, and I know you just went through a tremendous self-healing journey, so maybe we can start with that.
I'd love to. Yes, like anyone who goes to the doctor's office and finds out that a biopsy that you had is cancerous, you go into a little bit of shock.
Yes.
You have fear. You have all the human reactions, even though I'm a healer and I have worked successfully with other people to help heal leukemia, cancer, and other serious diseases. I'm still a human being, too. So I did have all those things, and that happened in early July of last year. I was told that I needed to have my breast surgically removed, my lymph nodes surgically removed, do chemo, radiology, and hormone treatment. And I just didn't want to go there because I had an early detection of cancer. I thought it was excessive. And I also know that the body can heal itself if approached appropriately and correctly, which I know how to do. So the first thing I did, Bonnie, is that I never claimed that I had this disease. I never said the words, I have the C word. Instead, I carefully said, I have been diagnosed with cancer. Because you see, when you say you have it and you claim it, all thoughts create, and that starts creating the disease to even go further with inside of you, which I did not want to do. And I'm just throwing this out as a tip for whoever is listening. If you ever get a problem like this, never claim it. You don't want to say you have it. So that's just a little tip here. But basically, what I did is that I went on a journey of looking for the root cause of my problem. And as you know, and you just said in the introduction, healing really means to become whole. And whole means mind, body, spirit, and emotion. It doesn't mean to fix something. And unfortunately, in our medical profession today, and even in most of our holistic, non-traditional practices, we tend to focus primarily on the body. And that's a great thing. But there is a strong connection to the cause of the disease or health issue or emotional issue or unwanted pattern that stems from thoughts and emotions, both in this lifetime and also possibly from past lives, depending on your belief. But that's how it goes. And when we hold on to a negative thought or emotion, it can get buried in our body as dense, heavy energy. And it does get buried in our body as dense, heavy energy. But that's now how God made us. God made us light and bright like a little baby. You know how wonderful little babies look, right? So illuminating.
Yes.
Well, unfortunately, as we go about our life, it's our own worries, our own fears, our own downtrodden thoughts that makes our body start, having wear and tear to it. So I know this, and I know how it works. So I went on a journey of going within myself, and I do a combination of meditation, hypnotherapy. I have a license in hypnotherapy, too, to go down into deep inside to find out what's buried there. I also have a degree in psychology, so all that helps with this. And usually the thought or emotion comes from a pivotal time in life, like early, like the womb or early childhood or maybe past life. And all of these then are formative. And when they get buried in our body, they're buried deep. They're hard to get at. They become unconscious, subconscious patterns that create for us without us even knowing they're there, because they're subconscious or unconscious. And they keep holding on to themselves as density. And the longer it's held, it can cause a malfunction in that part of the body. So what I did is the first thing I did is that I engaged in a series of deep work where I went and looked for the cause of my issue. I did this work, I would say, 70% on my own, and 30% I had excellent help from other practitioners who worked similarly to me, not exactly as me, who helped me, because I encourage anyone who has a serious issue to seek help, because you need support. You can't do it all your own. I found a lot of issues in this lifetime that I was not aware of, but interestingly, they were all related to, for me anyway, it's not with everyone, but on this issue, related to some past life things that I wouldn't have known about without this health issue. And as ironic as it sounds, when it's all said and done, even though it was a difficult journey, it ended up being a gift because it forced me to go inside and clear myself out of things that weren't healthy for me. And I feel so much lighter and so much brighter and so much, I can't explain it. I'm just happy now. I'm just so happy.
Wow.
And it sounds odd. But I want you to know that there was more to it than that. And so I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the other things that supported my journey, and then maybe we have questions and so forth that we can go back and forth. But I'll just sort of give you the big picture here first, if that's all right with you.
Sure.
Okay, so that was the first fundamental thing, because if you heal the spiritual, mental, emotional piece of you, the body follows and then is able to heal itself because you freed the density that was causing the malfunction. But I always say to all my clients is, why just sit around and wait for the body to heal naturally? It can, and it does. But why not give it all the support that you can, especially for a serious health issue?
Mm-hmm.
So some of the things that I did that I think are important, one is diet. I think diet and supplements is huge. We just talked about the power of thoughts and how they create for you. So you are what you think, but you are also what you eat. And there's so many foods that we eat that has toxins and environmental insecticides in them, and that's all in us. So changing my diet, I went on a pretty strict macrobiotic diet. It was one that I chose for me because it was the best for me. But basically non-alkaline, lots of vegetables cooked, not raw. I know a lot of people do raw in an instance like me, but it wasn't agreeing with my stomach, so I listened to my own body. Just eating balanced, not eating wheat, no sugar, no alcohol, all that kind of stuff that you can read up on. But the diet was huge, and it forced me to have to cook most all of my meals, which wasn't pleasant. But, you know, I felt so much healthier because of it. And that diet actually is also cleansing, which is another piece that I feel is very, very important. And that is detoxing and cleansing your body when you have a health issue. There's stuff in there we need to help release.
Mm-hmm.
So I used the diet to help detox. I did some hydrocolon therapy. I did some foot baths. I did a couple of some medical saunas that helps pull the stuff out with infrared and ozone-3 oxygen air. I also, towards the end of my journey, after I had been declared that I don't have cancer, I still had part of the lump theory, even though it wasn't cancerous. So I've used some vibrational protocols to help me break down what was holding the lump, because my particular cancer was existing inside of a duct, ductal carcinoma, so it was sort of encased, so it was a little bit different to approach. I'm going to backtrack for a minute. I want you to know that part of the spiritual, mental, emotional healing also includes doing guided imagery and affirmations so that you're telling the body what you want it to be, either through visuals or through words, and sending the right commands and seeing the lump disappear and seeing the cells turn healthy and all that stuff when you go into meditation is hugely important. It's not just getting rid of the density. So I missed that point and I wanted to go back on that. But anyway, diet and detoxing is very important. A lot of people detox, as you know, Bonnie, with teas. And you and I talked about different teas that were, when you were supporting me with my journey, that would be helpful to me. Those are also good. I also chose acupuncture to support the healing of my body, to strengthen and tone, and to keep me right as I was going through the ups and downs of this journey on my body, because I was making a lot of changes in diet and lifestyle, and also my body needed support in general to heal and to help keep my immune system straight and everything. So that was my choice to do on that. And then the other thing that is huge for me and was very hard for me to do, and you'll probably laugh when I tell you this, it's very hard for me to do, was allow myself to rest and sleep as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because like all of us, we feel like we have to keep pushing ourselves and doing our routine and getting out there and making money and, you know, doing all that stuff. Our body heals when we're at sleep. Our body heals when we rest. It does not heal when we're out doing our daily routine. So as hard as it was, I had to pedal way back. I had to cut my workload down. It was down to about 25% of what it normally was. And I focused on cooking my food, on doing my breath work and meditation, and sleeping and resting, things like that. And I, on the days that I didn't do that, I had 3 or 4 days after it where I took 4 or 5 steps backwards. So it's really important to take that into consideration. Some other things that I focused on that were important was trying to stay in a good mood, laughing a lot, renting movies to keep the vibrational energy inside of me high, because high vibration energy is good for manifestation. It's also good for healing, and any low vibes is going to have the opposite effect, as you know. So laughing, watching movies that make me laugh, surrounding me with people who are positive. Oh, now, that is a huge point.
Mm-hmm.
As we all know, we all have friends and family members who mean well, but they want to put fear in you. They want to tell you what to do. And I chose to stay away from those people. And in some regards, I didn't even tell them what was going on with me, because I needed to keep myself in a place of trust, joy, happiness, and confidence.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another tip for someone who's wants to do a journey like this, is choose who you're going to tell what's going on to, and choose the people who will support you, because that's what you need, because it's too much to navigate all the other things as well.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I've just sort of done a little bit of dump here, and I can circle back and fill in a lot of details, but I just want to pause and see if there's anything about any of this that you would like to delve in more deeply before I sort of keep on talking.
Yes, okay. I do have a couple questions, and there is one question from our gardening angel. She wants to know if you did have the recommended medical procedure, and how did your physician work with your choices?
That's a good question. I did not have the recommended medical procedure. I healed myself naturally. I chose instead to use a clinic in Atlanta that focuses on healing from the inside out. It consists of 3 medical doctors, 1 homeopathic doctor, and 1 physicist. And I went up there, and we did halfway through my journey. Actually, it was after the point where I felt the shift that the cancer was gone. And I will go back and tell you about the timeline with my own journey. But let me answer the question on the table right now. They did a battery of tests, not to tell me whether I had cancer or not, but they did it to say, we did saliva, urine, bowel, gastro, blood, I don't know, whatever I'm missing. We did the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked to see what was going on inside my body. What was I needed shoring up in? What was good? What did I need to add for supplements? You know, things like that. And interestingly enough, we found in the middle of this that I had a pretty bad attack of parasites.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a contributing factor to my immune system not being able to function well because it was fighting off them, and therefore it can't fight off 2 things at one time. So I was able, because of that, to target some things that I wouldn't have been able to do without the medical profession. But no, I didn't go back to the surgeon who told me, who I was referred to go to, who told me what to do. And I chose to use the medical community for diagnostics, and then I chose to use the things I just talked about to heal myself. And I just went back to my gynecologist for my gynecological exam this past week, and it's been a year, and it's the first time that I've seen her. And she tried really hard to knead my breast to find the lump. I mean, she worked on it for that four minutes. She was upset that she was scared that I did the approach I used, and she was sort of worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked and looked, and she really needed it, but she couldn't find it. And I showed her I had thermogram reports done that showed no cancer as of late October. And then I had them done again in early February, no cancer. And the diagnosis was given to me in early July. And she saw the reports. So the long answer to your question is that I did not use the recommended procedure. I used the medical community for diagnostics, which were extremely helpful. And I used my own healing and the support of the holistic community in the areas that I mentioned to bring my healing to fruition.
Now, if someone is interested in finding this clinic or a clinic in their area, how would they go about doing that? How did you find this clinic?
Well, you know, when you're on a journey and it's a spiritual journey and you have an intention to set out there, some of these things just came to me. I did a lot of searching on the internet, but a lot of things was me talking to one person, them telling me about another, me going to them for some intuitive medical advice, and then them telling me about the clinic in Atlanta. It was that
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. But if anybody wants to know, I have my website that I can leave at the end of the show, and I will share any information on any of the people I worked with or the clinics I worked with. The medical clinic, once again, they did not heal me or do a procedure. They did the diagnostics, and they helped me figure out
mm-hmm.
what supplements I should be taking or protocols that would be healing from the inside out to help me in my journey.
Why don't you go ahead and give the name of your website right now, and then we can do it again at the end.
Okay, my website is www.healingpath, that's healingpath.info.
Great. Thank you for that. That was one question I have. And then another question about the diet. Did you say it's a non-alkaline diet or an alkaline diet that you went on?
Now you're going to confuse me. non-alkaline. It's where you don't eat sugar, you don't eat spice, you don't eat salt, you don't eat acidic foods. So in other words, instead of eating strawberries and oranges and lemons, if you were going to choose fruit, you would eat apples and pears because they're not acidic.
Right, so it's an alkaline diet then.
Okay, did I use the wrong term?
Yeah, you said non-alkaline, and the foods that you were mentioning sounded like they were alkaline, so I was confused.
Sorry, my mouth and brain didn't connect. Thank you, Bonnie.
So it was an alkaline diet and a non-acid diet.
Right.
Right, okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. And then I had a comment about what you said about the affirmations. I really liked what you said when you said that you said your affirmations to tell your body what you wanted. I think a lot of times, correct me if I misquoted you, but I think a lot of times people do not understand what affirmations are for, what they're about, because maybe you can explain a little bit more about the affirmations. You know, if we say, I am healthy or whatever, and yet we don't feel that way, the statement that you made sense to me, that even though you don't feel that way when you say it, you're not lying. You're telling your body what you want. Is that correct?
That's correct, and you make a very good point, and I want to support you on it. A lot of people think that when we say our words, that has to be an accurate description of what's happening now. But when you use your words in affirmations or intentions, you're using them as a tool, and your tool is to create what you want tomorrow. What you're experiencing today is the result of what you thought yesterday. And if you keep saying this is what was happening today, you're going to get more and more and more of the same tomorrow and the next day and the next day. So if you stop and start saying, I am healthy breast, my mammary ducts are clear, the lymph glands in my body flow easily and effortlessly, I'm just making up some examples here, I am saying it how I want it to be, and that creates tomorrow. And it also sends a command to the body. Your body takes commands from your mind and thoughts. It's the way it is. Your body takes commands from your mind and thoughts. And a picture is worth a thousand words. You know that old saying. So when you do a vision or an image, like in a meditation, and you're looking at your body and you're seeing it heal or your lump shrinking or whatever, it sends powerful commands to your body. It's powerful. Now, when you're healing from an emotional, mental issue, let's just say one of my issues was that I didn't nourish myself or feel nourished and supported emotionally. That is what caused the problem. So I want to have an affirmation that counters that and an affirmation that tells the body what to do. You need both because you need to change the subconscious thing that started it all. So you want to say, I am nourished and supported always by myself and others. I have all the support and nourishment I need. I am healthy breasts. I am clear ducts. My lymph glands flow easily. My immune system is high. Do you see you want to do both of those things, the thing to counter out what's causing the problem as well as the command to the body?
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you. Thank you for that. I know that you do use affirmations a lot in your work with other people. And is there something about that you would like to share, or do you want to go back to going through the timeline?
I can do both, I think.
Okay.
The importance of affirmation is once you shift and transform what was there that's dense, your subconscious, your unconscious, your whole body has a gap. They don't know what to do because it's been a habit way of being for such a long time. So we need to plug in and give them something else to have as a substitute. And when I do that and when working with clients, I will give them the affirmations or an image of something positive for them to plug in while we're doing the work in a meditative hypnotherapy state. And then afterwards, I record those and I send them to on the email the exact affirmations we said in the work, and then their job is to read them daily. And the importance is reprogramming the body and the brain and the subconscious so they don't go back to their habit ways of being. We don't want to go back to that old habit. We want to create a new habit.
Mm-hmm.
That's the importance of it. And now for the timeline, I'll do that briefly. In early July, on the 9th, I received my diagnosis. After a day or two of being in sort of a shock, I sort of got immobilized, and I spent probably the first 3 weeks being really focused on my emotional, mental, spiritual healing. I knew it was most important, so I wanted to do it first. Then I started easing in on, at the same time, looking on the website and talking to nutritionists and understanding what diet I should have and what supplements I should be doing. And I eased into that sort of program. I stayed on that track, and I will tell you, I had some very powerful, I mean, I could tell I hit a note on some of these sessions that I had. You know how when your whole being just changes? And people even saw me during this time period, and they said, you look radiant, because I was clearing myself out of some density. So anyway, it was in mid-August, approximately, that I felt the shift that the cancer was gone, and I actually felt a difference in the lump. It felt suddenly dormant, like it didn't have energy anymore. You know your body, you know how it feels, and I felt the whole shift in me. And I did have affirmation of that through a couple of people who do body testing, kinesiology, and also medical readings, medical intuitives, that said they saw nothing there, that it was gone. But I could still feel the lump. And so as long as you feel the lump, even though you know it in your mind, well, I finally learned, this is what I wanted to share, I'm so glad we have time for it, I finally learned in my journey that there was such a thing as a thermogram. You know, when you do a mammogram, and a lot of women do them every year for just checkup, I know I did, you're putting radiology into your body, and if you have any cancer in you at all, it makes it worse. So putting radiology in your body every year is probably not a nice thing. Well, I never knew there was such a thing as a thermogram. A thermogram scans for heat. It doesn't put radiology in it, and it's actually an earlier detector of cancer than anything else, because you can see it with the heat show up when it's just a speck before a lump to show up in a mammogram sort of situation would have to be probably the size of the tip of your pinky, or maybe at least half that. You know, it would have to be pretty good size. It would show up earlier. So I found out about this, and the closest one to me was in Tallahassee. So I drove there, and this was in late October, and it showed up, no heat. And the doctors, three medical doctors reviewed it, and they said they did not see anything there, but they suggested, because of the recent diagnosis, that I go back in 3 months, which I did in early February. They confirmed it again, and they said I don't have to come back now for another year. But I'm going to use thermograms from now on. But I wanted to tell you, from my own timeline, I feel that the cancer was gone in mid-August. I just couldn't prove it until I knew about the thermogram.
Wow. And so that was, and when were you diagnosed?
I was told about it on July 9th.
Okay, so July.
That's when I started knowing about it so I could start working on it. I'm sure it was there before then, but that's when.
Wow. That's remarkable. Very remarkable.
I'm so happy. I can't tell you.
Yeah, I can hear it too, you know, and I can hear the lightness and the joy.
Well, one thing I do want others to know, I facilitate other people's own self-healing, and when they come to me with something like this, I will help them with the mental, emotional piece, but I will also recommend, which I did, I helped a client successfully heal stage 3 lymphoma without any medical intervention. It was her choice. I did not convince her to do it. That's what she wanted to do. And I suggested acupuncture. I suggested detoxing and diet and rest. She went out and she decided to use Chinese herbs for her cleansing and her supplements, and she did acupuncture and she did knee. And, you know, within 6 months, they gave her a clean bill of health. And they said stage three is supposed to be uncurable.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I what I want your clients or your listeners, excuse me, to hear is that everyone can, if they choose to use a process like this, it can work for them. But they need to want to, and they need to be, you know, motivated, my heart and soul, to want to do it. So, and it can happen. I mean, I work with people all the time, and they're so happy.
Well, do you have clients who don't want to choose either or, but they want to do both and?
That is something that's really important, Bonnie, because if someone wants to choose the traditional approach, I think that's great if that's what they want to do. Everybody has choices. But I still recommend looking for the root cause and doing the spiritual, mental, mm-hmm. emotional work, because it could grow back.
I agree.
And so doing this work is good no matter what. And some people might do this. I know have some clients that will do the surgery but decide not to do the radiology chemotherapy because they don't want to do damage to their body. So they do the surgery plus my kind of work and
mm-hmm.
doing some other things to support it. So, yes, there's all different ways that you can work with it, but it's always important to focus on the root cause because
mm-hmm.
otherwise it can come back and you could still have the issue in the future.
Or it might come back in another way with
right.
other symptoms, other diseases.
That's correct. I recently worked with a woman who called me, and she had recent breast cancer surgery, and she chose not to do the chemo and the radiology. And she was fine, and about 3 or 4 months later, she could feel it coming back, and she could feel the whole energy in her breast changing. And she called me on the phone and asked me to work with her, and she's someone who's been doing a lot of spiritual work, you know, over the years. So she's pretty, she's done a lot of work. So what was really needed was, like, the finishing of it. Anyway, we had one really strong session, and her whole breast, she said she felt tingly all over. It just felt like a bunch of tingles. She could feel the energy moving all over. She said she felt great. Her eyes were bright. She called me about 4 days later, and she said, when I went home, it was still tingly for a whole other day. And she goes, a few days later, she goes, I don't feel it. I can't find it. And she wrote me a testimonial. It's on my website, but that's that story.
Oh, wonderful. Well, would you like to give your website one more time? I think we're kind of pretty much out of time here.
I think we are, too. And thank you again, Bonnie, for having me. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you. And my website is www.healingpath.info.
And that people, if they want to do either long-distance healing or if they are in the vicinity of where you are, then they can just come to the website and communicate with you through there?
Absolutely. And I do 65% of my business is by phone all over the U.S. I work effectively with phone sessions. It doesn't have to be in person.
Yes, that's the way you've worked with me, and I really appreciate the work that you did with me. And I see a note here from Gardening Angel. She says, I'm so happy to learn of your success. You are very courageous. And I agree with her, Alice. And I appreciate so much your taking the time, you know, to come and share. I know a lot of people will be able to hear your story over time because the recording stays here for a long time. And so I just, you know, it's going to reach a lot of people, I know, and I really appreciate it.
Okay, well, I appreciate you, and also, Guardian Angel, thanks for your comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.